This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized a Pfizer's COVID pill Wednesday. The pill is for high-risk people ages 12 and older, a major milestone in the pandemic that will allow millions to access the treatment. Pfizer's treatment was shown in a clinical trial of 2,200 people to be safe and reduce the risk of hospitalizations and death among at-risk people by 88%. Britain's medicines regulator approved use of the COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday from partners Pfizer and BioNTech for children 5 to 11 years old after the watchdog found the shot was safe and effective. The children will receive a third of the adult dose with an interval of 8 weeks between the first and second doses, the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization said. Nigeria destroyed more than 1 million doses of expired AstraZeneca vaccines Wednesday in a bid to assure a wary public that they have been taken out of circulation. The destruction came more than a week after health authorities said some COVID-19 doses donated by rich Western nations had a shelf life that left only weeks to administer the shots. The director general of the World Health Organization stressed Wednesday that 2022, quote, must be the end, end quote, of the coronavirus pandemic as he reflected on another painful year in the battle against the virus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters in Geneva there is reason to hope that vaccines have saved many lives. The National Hockey League made it official Wednesday, saying it will not send its players to compete in the men's ice hockey tournament at the Beijing Winter Olympics after the regular season schedule was disrupted due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News. More than 13 million people were ordered to stay home in the Chinese city of Xi'an, which imposed a strict lockdown Wednesday and dramatically tightened travel controls to fight a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The city government said in a statement starting midnight Thursday, all households may only send, quote, one household member outside every 2 days to purchase necessities, end quote. Everyone else is ordered to stay indoors except for emergencies. Chinese President Xi Jinping strongly endorsed Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, Wednesday, saying the former British colony had transformed from chaos to order since a controversial security law was imposed last year, the city's media reported. China has overseen a sweeping crackdown in Hong Kong after huge, often violent democracy protests 2 years ago, introducing a national security law that criminalized much dissent and introduced political rules that vet the loyalty of anyone standing for office. The first public vote under the new order was held Sunday for the city's legislature, with a historic low turnout recorded. Morocco's foreign ministry said Wednesday that the kingdom is considering resuming bilateral cooperation and normal diplomatic representation with Germany. This after positive statements and constructive stances recently expressed by the new German government. It added on Twitter that, quote, Morocco hopes that these statements will be backed up by actions to reflect a new state of mind and mark a new beginning in the relationship based on clarity and mutual respect, end quote. In May, Morocco recalled its ambassador to Berlin for consultations and protest at what it described as Germany's destructive attitude towards Rabat's position on the Western Sahara issue. U.S. authorities have taken issue with Turkey over its sales of armed drones to Ethiopia, where two sources familiar with the matter said there was mounting evidence the government had used the weapons against fighters. Washington has profound humanitarian concerns over the sales, which could violate U.S. restrictions on arms to Addis Ababa, a senior Western official said. Russia will enter talks with U.S. negotiators on security guarantees it wants from the West at the start of next year, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, amid concerns over a Russian military buildup near Ukraine's border. Ukraine and the West have accused Russia of considering a new attack on Ukraine as early as next month. Russia denies that, despite moving tens of thousands of troops to staging positions close to Ukraine. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he's extending the pause on student loan repayment an additional 90 days so the country can manage the ongoing pandemic. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.